It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are going to talk about broadband internet in the region on today's show, both the challenges and potential opportunities that are on the horizon. Pleased to be joined in studio by Len DeGroot, who is a project manager within the Tuolumne County IT department, helping to coordinate local broadband efforts in Tuolumne County. Len, it's great to have you on Motherlode Views.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity.
You know, first off, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became involved with these efforts.
Sure. I am, as you mentioned, I'm a project manager in IT. I have a history of working in media in the digital space. So including how things are published and how we communicate on the internet. So when I left journalism and came to Tuolumne, I ended up gravitating towards IT and those kinds of things, and there was an opportunity to work with broadband and the infrastructure that will really sort of help the county and its economic development.
Yeah, of course, one of those things, if you have broadband internet in Tuolumne County, you likely rely on it heavily. If you don't have it, you understand the challenges of living without it. Just for an informational perspective, can you explain a little bit about what broadband infrastructure actually is?
Sure. So there are really two main components to broadband infrastructure that we're concerned with. The first is called the middle mile, and that is sort of the backbone of, communication that connects to the internet, and that goes along freeways and highways. And, the state is working on building a big middle mile open access project to improve access for everyone. The other part is called last mile. And that's the actual connection from the middle mile to your house or your business. And both of those pieces are infrastructure that are being supported by federal and state funding.
So this region, Tuolumne County in general, do we have the middle mile but not the last mile, or how does that work?
So we have some middle mile. We have folks like Comcast and AT&T who have built some of their own middle mile that other providers can tap into or lease space on. But we don't have it everywhere we need it, right? So there's currently no middle mile that goes all the way up to Pinecrest, Strawberry, right? So once you get past, Twain Hart, Long Barn, it just gets a lot harder, right? Because of the terrain, because of, the cost to build that middle mile. And the state's program, project would actually extend middle mile all the way up to Strawberry, all the way through the county across Highway 49, and up 120 into to the park.
Okay. So when you're down, say, in the Central Valley, is middle mile pretty much everywhere, but it's these outside kind of rural areas up in the mountainous areas where you have the struggles?
Sort of. I mean, middle mile is really, if you think about it, middle mile it's like a highway system, right? So you have your major highways that you can drive on, and then you have your offshoots, your local roads. And if you have those highways, it's easier to connect other roads to them and for people to get around and move. But with right now, there's just not that much middle mile. There are huge gaps across the state, and rural areas have suffered the most in terms of getting that construction underway because of the cost associated with building middle mile through, granite or through mountainous terrain or where you don't have a high concentration of customers.
And you say the state kind of has a proposed project that they're looking at?
Yeah, they have about 1,000 miles of middle mile that's proposed.
And so are you kind of actively involved with the state talks as well?
I'm sort of involved. I've had conversations with both the California Department of Transportation, who is leading that project, and Caltrans, who's implementing large portions of it. So Caltrans is going to build it, a lot of it along highways and, state highways. And they're also going to lease existing fiber to reduce the cost. And they'll do long-term leases so that people will have ISPs or internet service providers will have some sort of they will know how long they'll be able to rent for, right? So they can lease that infrastructure knowing that it's going to be there 10 years, 20 years from now.
And when you talk about broadband, can you explain just a little bit about the economic impacts and how it kind of ties into the future of Tuolumne County?
Sure. I mean, the economic impacts of broadband are astounding, right? So there's been a lot of research that shows that bringing broadband and high-speed internet into rural counties has a huge impact on development, on economic development and growth, right? So that would be anything from attracting businesses and fueling employment. It also, you know, from a standpoint of the consumer, it's been shown that just online shopping saves most households somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,500 to $2,000 a year. So just that's money in people's pockets that they can spend or save. That's kind of a double-edged sword, some people might say, because, you know, online shopping might take away from local businesses. But local-only items and services, like, let's just say, real estate or trades like electricians, anything that's really can only be bought in the county benefits from that because it the pool of potential customers are expanded by access to the internet. And it reduces the cost for businesses to reach those people instead of having to do direct mail. They can, you know, send emails or do other things that will really expand their business.
Do you think it's safe to say that the broadband divide was really kind of heightened to and on display during the COVID pandemic when it came to schools and online learning and some households not having the service that they need?
Absolutely. That was a huge eye-opener, I think, for the entire nation, right? The wealthier kids were able to, you know, they had laptops, they had access to high-speed internet. But when you get out into rural areas where income wasn't a factor, just access to those speeds and having you know, the equipment and the ability to take classes remotely was a huge factor in terms of what spurred these programs.
Yeah, virtual college classes as well. I mean, of course, we're thankful to have Columbia College here, but, you know, UC, CSU's down in the valley. It's nice to be able to have that option to take a virtual class.
Well, I mean, that's a really good point. It's an investment in our workforce, right? Because the residents can learn, you know, not just get degrees, but they can learn trades online. They can get skills that will help them get jobs here. And right now, for our younger citizens, a lot of them have to leave to get an education, right? And this, you know, provides a way to keep our youth and our growing workforce here and give them a reason to be here.
Talking about broadband internet opportunities and challenges on the horizon. Going to talk a little bit more about opportunities as well coming up in just a minute. We're talking with Len DeGroot, who is an IT project manager with Tuolumne County, and he's helping to coordinate local broadband efforts. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we're going to be recapping the recently approved Tuolumne County budget. We're planning to be joined in the studio by CAO Tracy Riggs. Give us an update on everything in that new county budget. That's next week on Motherload Views. Our second segment of Motherload Views coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we're talking about broadband internet on this weekend's Motherload Views. We're talking with Len DeGroot, who is a project manager within the Tuolumne County IT department, helping to coordinate the local broadband efforts, talking a lot about what broadband is during the first segment and the challenges that the county has been facing. And Len, recently there was a meeting a while back at the Tuolumne Resilience Center. There were a lot of regional counties who took part. I stopped by that morning. I saw you there, and there were a lot of people talking about broadband. So can you tell us about what that meeting was about and just kind of the regional efforts that have been underway?
Sure. That meeting was designed to address digital equity. And digital equity is providing access to communities that might have challenges, and that can be someone who's low income. It includes seniors on fixed incomes. It includes veterans. It includes, people of color, people with language who speak different languages. And so the state has been going around holding events to develop a digital equity plan as part of a requirement for some of its federal funding. And that event was designed to get feedback and get some of the concerns from local people who were experiencing this. And I mean, it was a really great showing, because it was not just the standard people who provide services, but we had some people there who were experiencing the problems. A lot of internet service providers showed up. And there was an opportunity to talk about infrastructure towards the end of the meeting that was really fantastic too.
So the digital equity plan, is that kind of a greater regional plan?
Yeah, the state's required to create a plan for the entire state and how they're going to make sure that federal funds are distributed in a way that addresses those needs.
So is that plan now completed?
The plan is not completed yet. It is supposed to be submitted to the federal government at the end of this month, I believe. No, I take that back. They have a couple of months to complete it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then, so has the federal government said how much money yet the state's going to get, or is that still to be worked out?
Well, that's a good question. There are multiple federal sources. The first one that came out happened during COVID. It was the American Rescue Plan Act, and that provided $10 billion nationally for broadband infrastructure. About $540 million of that ended up in California. It's been used for various projects and things along the way. The other really large federal program is called BEAD, and BEAD stands for Broadband Equity Access and Deployment. That is a $42 billion national program. California just got its allocation for that, and that's going to be almost $2 billion. It's like $1.86 billion. And we will know, Tuolumne will know, hopefully by the end of the year, what our share of that will be. The other funding source came from what's called Senate Bill 156. And that was a $6 billion state investment in broadband. Out of that, there was $2 billion set aside for last mile infrastructure. And Tuolumne County got $15 million of that. So from the federal grants and the state grants, we're probably going to, and this could change, and it's very hard to estimate. So I would expect like a minimum total to be around $25 million being invested in infrastructure here.
Wow. In a general sense, when money comes in to like Tuolumne County, is it usually like a matching thing where, a provider has to put up a certain amount of money and then the state or federal government puts in money to match it type of a thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And every program's a little bit different. Some of them, if they are high cost areas like ours, sometimes you can get the match waived. Or if you're serving, certain types of communities, if you're serving a tribal community, there are different matches. The general rule of thumb on most of the programs is 80% federal funded and 20% funded by whoever the applicant is. That can change, though, during the application process if they show that they're serving low-income communities or some of the digital equity communities that we mentioned earlier. So all told, even if it's, say, we get $25 million, you would expect the total investment to be around $30 million.
And providers are stepping up to the plate and want to be a part of this?
We have had a lot of interest from our providers, including our local providers and, some of the national carriers. Everyone has been really good at being engaged with the county. We're at the juncture in which the federal funding account applications just opened up, and they closed at the end of September. And so that's $15 million that can be awarded in the county. So we're meeting with them, trying to, help them understand what, the county's priorities are, and offering, trying to make it attractive for them to build here, right? And a couple of the ways we're doing that are, we have a couple of programs that we're working on. One is called a programmatic environmental impact report. And what that does is it produces all of the environmental planning documents that are required for either the state or federal grants, right? So it's constrained to just county operated and maintained roads and utility areas, but that should save ISPs a considerable amount of money, because they won't have to go and produce as big of an environmental document as mm-hmm. they would otherwise. We're also working on something called a network design, right? So the network design provides sort of like a high level, these are the roads on which you should probably consider building. Both of these things are produced with grant money, and when they're all done, they are going to be available for anyone to use in their application. So the idea is to make it not just attractive to build here, but let them understand we want to partner with them and help them be successful here.
Talking grants of $15 million, $20 million, whatever it may be, it's all very promising. I have no idea how much broadband internet infrastructure costs. Does that make a significant dent?
That's a really good question. I mean, it seems like a lot of money. It will be nowhere near enough, right? Mm-hmm. That's sort of the thing no one's saying out loud. We have, because of Tuolumne County's terrain, we are heavily mountainous, we're heavily forested. That creates a lot of challenges. And what that's leading us to is to try to take the most practical approach possible for each area, right? So in some cases, fiber is great because it's not substantially expensive to install when you can bury it from a long-term standpoint, right? Because if a fire rolls through or there's snow, it's less likely to be impacted. But where it's really expensive, like say going up, up the mountain somewhere, wireless might end up being more practical, right? So you beam your broadband up the hill and then you distribute it from there. Hmm. So we're trying to encourage an approach with the county's ISP, partners to try to get that money to go as far as possible, right? It's the cost to provide buried internet, buried fiber to the entire county is just prohibitive. So one of our challenges is to try to make it go as far as possible.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Len DeGroote on this weekend's Motherlode Views, talking about broadband internet and expansion and state and federal dollars available on the horizon. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about broadband internet challenges and opportunities in Tuolumne County on this weekend show with Len DeGroot, who is a project manager with the Tuolumne County IT department, helping to coordinate broadband efforts. Len, next thing we could go into is a little bit about the mapping efforts. What does it take to kind of figure out the areas that are more in need of broadband internet?
Well, that has been a huge effort on the federal level. There's Internet service providers are required every year to provide locations where they serve people. In the past, what they would do is they would take an area and say if they, you know, in a census area, they would say, oh, we serve one house here or one location here, so we serve this area. And that led to very distorted maps that showed service that was far greater than was actually real. And so in the last couple of years, the FCC has been working to build a location-based map where each service provider has to report whether or not they provide service at that house or at that business. And that's really important because that allows us to understand where infrastructure is needed, and it allows us to work with service providers to say, hey, you know, we really have this group of people over here. We'd love it if you could address this, right? Or if there are some cases where you'll have, say, Comcast all around an area and one house in the middle of it that doesn't have service because their house is so far back from the street that it's very expensive to run the line just to their house, right? So it allows us to identify those things and try to find solutions for them. The FCC, who is producing that map, created a process by which the county could challenge. And so last year we got their data and went through it, and we found roughly 700 errors in the map. Hmm. So that means, you know, in some cases people that, you know, they had homes that were a service provider claimed to serve them, but they couldn't get that service. And even if you went on the website and, you know, say you went on the Comcast website and put in that address, it says, oh, we don't serve this house. So we spent a lot of time trying to clean that up. And then we found a lot of locations that were just not listed on, you know, in the map. So we, you know, filed challenges and to try to get that corrected.
It's going to be a challenging process going through all that data.
It really is. I spent a lot of time comparing county records against the FCC data, wherever we had, you know, home assessments, right, and trying to make sure that those places were all listed and verifying it with satellite imagery and street, you know, Google Street View and those kind of things to make sure they were really houses and not just somebody's RV. So.
You know, and bringing, as you mentioned, high-speed internet to a mountainous area is going to take different technologies. Can you elaborate a little bit on the different types of technologies?
Sure. Well, there's fiber, of course, which is, you know, fiber optic cable that can either be on the ground or on poles. And the sort of the next technology up is it's called wireless point-to-point. And what that is, it's like a radio. You have a radio tower like you do for cell service, and it beams a internet directly to a house. And that has been pretty good in some areas, right? It's still affected by trees. Trees can get in the way, and so can terrain, right? So you can't beam down into a gully if you don't have a direct line of sight. There are technologies. It's actually a really interesting sort of advancement in that field. There are technologies that are being developed that split that beam into maybe seven parts and then reconnect it so that it can go around trees and around buildings and try to compensate for some of that. And that's really just new and getting started. So we're hoping that we'll be able to, you know, facilitate some of that in the county as well. The other one that's really worth mentioning is Starlink, right? That was an exponential improvement over you know, existing satellite services like HughesNet, which offered really slow speeds, to be honest. So Starlink has had seen really good pickup here in the county. A lot of people have gotten it where they can't get any other internet. Its service has, it's an evolving technology, right? So Right now, it doesn't provide the speeds required in the funding to use that as a technology, right? So the funding requires that any new project provide 100 megabits down and 100 megabits per second up. Right now, Starlink, I think, is advertising 50 megabits down. They may very well get there. In fact, I expect them to get there. They're doing a lot of really great work in terms of building out that infrastructure. But they probably won't be there in time for it to be incorporated into these grant funds.
Are there any limitations with like a satellite internet composed to more of the what's on the ground?
Sure. I mean, it's satellite internet is a little bit different. So Starlink itself uses low orbit satellites as opposed to say HughesNet or DirecTV, which have their satellites much higher. And they use a lot of them to pass the signal off as those satellites pass over a house. So you still need sort of a direct line of sight, and trees can interfere with it. But if you're pointing up from your house and you don't have any trees that you say you've got like a 60 degree angle of view of the sky, you're going to do pretty well. So it's an amazing technology.
I also want to ask you about there is in the county an affordable connectivity program, correct?
So that, yes, that's really an important thing. So this is the Affordable Connectivity Program is a federal program. And what it does is it provides discounts on internet service for people who meet certain qualifications. 42% of households in Tuolumne County are eligible for this. And right now, only 18% of that population is using it. So, you know, what it does is it gives you $30 off your monthly bill. It will give you, if you meet those qualifications, there are some, you can get 75 off a bill for if you're on tribal lands and you have a certain provider. It would also give you $100 towards a device, right? Whether that's a tablet or a laptop, so you have something to access the internet with. And sort of the idea behind that was to make sure that you know, the people who really suffered during the pandemic, you know, low-income families would be able to have access to the internet and be able to do their schooling online. It's really easy to get involved. A lot of service providers you can apply directly on their site, like Comcast. You can also apply on the FCC's website. The address there is fcc.gov/ACP. And the state has also provided digital navigators. So you can make an appointment with someone, and someone will walk you through the process of applying. And you can reach them at connectedca.org. So really encourage everyone to sign up for that. It's a great program. It will save you a ton of money. Really jump in on it.
Yeah, as you mentioned, a big percentage is eligible and not taking advantage. So be proactive and see if you might be.
Yep.
So, well, it's been a very interesting conversation. We've got about a minute left here on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Any closing comments or things that weren't brought up today?
I think that has been the outreach from the community on this has been amazing. We've had, when we started our effort to challenge the mapping, you know, we had a huge number of people, you know, reach out to us and, you know, ask for help. The business community has reached out and, you know, engaged with us. The ISPs have reached out and engaged with us. And I think that sort of community involvement is really what's going to make this successful.
Any like surveys still remaining that people could fill out to help the cause?
Absolutely. Go on to the Tuolumne County website. And you'll see a broadband link right at the very top, right at one of the main things. And you can find directions there to test your service. There's instructions, there are links. You can get to it right there. In fact, there's also the links to the Affordable Connectivity Program are there too.
And that information then goes to the higher up decision makers?
Correct. That goes to the FCC, and eventually it will be sent to the internet service providers, and they're forced to confirm whether or not that service exists. And if they don't confirm it, it's assumed that it doesn't, which helps us get funding and helps us deliver service.
Well, Len DeGroot, it's been an interesting conversation. Thanks so much for coming on Motherload Views.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We thank Len DeGroot for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views, talking about internet infrastructure in Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.